A recent study finds COVID-19 has revealed pre-existing energy justice crises like costly utility bills and the dangers of energy pollution, which may not have gained attention otherwise. WKAR's Taylor Halterman reports.
The study, titled The Energy Crises Revealed by COVID, Intersections of Indigeneity, Inequity, and Health, argues that COVID-19 has brought existing energy justice crises to light. It specifically cites rural areas and tribal nations from Michigan, but says that these issues can be seen across Michigan, the United States, and even globally. Kathleen Brosimer is the lead author of the study and an energy and environmental policy PhD student at Michigan Technological University. She says she was inspired to write the study when Enbridge Energy brought its permit applications to the state of Michigan during the shutdown, and she couldn't participate in the hearing processes.
We were discussing all of these crises of energy sovereignty, energy justice that are being magnified by COVID. And we thought, well, there's a chance to hear to get this out in this moment when these crises are so apparent, so blatant, that they might get some attention.
Two of the crises outlined in the study regard utilities. One is that not everyone has equal access to utilities, and the other is essential services like electricity, water, and natural gas being provided as a consumer good, which is not affordable for everyone. On the other hand, Michigan Public Service Commission Chair Dan Scripps thinks the state is doing well by taking an aggressive approach and creating a program that helps pay people's bills. Utility companies have also seen a loss in revenue due to the moratoriums in place to protect those struggling financially. At some point, these companies will try to recoup their losses in some way. One option would be to increase rates for consumers, but that request would have to be approved by the MPSC.
Customers are struggling, and asking them to sort of foot the bill for any additional costs is something that we find pretty challenging, and I think it's going to be a high bar to clear.
The study also discusses the environmental injustice crisis in which those exposed to environmental pollution are more susceptible to COVID-19. Doug Bassett is a co-author of the study and assistant professor of community sustainability in the Michigan State University College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. He says the virus exacerbates the public health crises rural and low-income communities are already facing.
And this has been especially problematic in places like Detroit, where COVID fatalities and hospitalizations have been higher than average. And of course, where there's a number of communities that live closer to coal and natural gas fire power plants than elsewhere in the state.
Scripps agrees, saying he has seen this align with racial disparities, and the commission is becoming increasingly aware and concerned about environmental justice considerations in their work. Where Scripps disagrees with the study is with the claim of a regulatory process crisis. The study specifically mentions Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline. It says the company is using divided public attention during the pandemic to push forward permit applications for their plans to drill a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. Scripps says he's noticed a different response with virtual public comment during quarantine. In the most recent Line 5 meeting, about 70 individuals commented on both sides of the issue from across Michigan and even out of state.
My sense is that those numbers suggest that there is meaningful opportunity for public comment and the public's making use of it.
But the authors explain that while public comment exists, it has limited influence. Bassett also points out that despite it being easier for some, if you do not have the resources, like Wi-Fi, to participate, you cannot engage. To become a participant in a contested case, the Michigan Public Service Commission requires interested parties apply for intervener status, which requires legal representation. The study says this cost of participation makes it meaningless for those like Native tribes who cannot afford it. Scripps says those who need assistance with utility bills need to act now before assistance programs close at the end of September. He suggests reaching out to a provider directly, calling 211, or going to the Michigan Public Service Commission website to understand what assistance programs are available. For WKAR News, I'm Taylor Halterman.
Taylor's story is brought to you as part of a partnership between WKAR and Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism.